Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Craig, Tom.
Hello.
And Ash.
Ahoy there.
We nearly got through one without an ahoy. We were so close. But welcome to the Gaffer Tapes. The UK, can we say the UK's biggest fantasy football podcast?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Only if we want to be honest.
I mean, if you didn't say it, you'd be lying, Craig. So, and we're not lying.
Well, then, yeah.
So, please.
The biggest. Best is up to opinion.
Best
but...
is subjective, but biggest is, I mean, that's the fact. So let's give people the facts. That's what we're here for.
Them's the facts.
And comedy.
What wasn't big, in a perfect segue, was this game week.
Oh, no. Tiny game week.
Smooth that, wasn't it? But yeah, so it was a big week in football terms, obviously. We had a lot of tweets, obviously. Man City beaten by Burnley, top four race, relegation stuff. It's getting towards the business end of season, but it's also getting to the business end of fantasy football season, and it was bad business.
Mm-hmm. Certainly.
Anyone? We had a few regulars. We had tweets from Stimdog, did very well.
Oh, did he? Stim. No, I saw that. By Saturday, he'd done really well, hadn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was on about 45 points by the time the games were even done on Saturday. But look, most people kind of languishing in their 30s. Above 40 was excellent.
29 points I got.
Yeah. Ash, 29. Did you fare any better?
Well, in total, I finished, including my deductions, finished with 12 points. So I'd say no.
Yeah,
not the best.
12 points.
You made some bold choices, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, I had 32, but I had a 20-point deduction.
I did see you had 32. 32 seems to be the average. I was looking down and there was a lot of 32s.
Yeah.
What about you, Craig? What did you get?
I was in my 30s as well.
Oh, sorry, I've got 34 you got.
Yeah.
So you actually did the best out of all three of us.
Yeah, which is a sad state of affairs at 34. I still moved down the Gaffer Tapes League, such a competitive league that it is.
Yeah. We have all moved.
There were some kind of captain decision problems, I think a lot of people saying, because they're trying to vary it up a little bit now rather than just having Harry Kane every week. And obviously we had Mike on last week who talked stats with us and said, go for a midfielder as captain. I did it, I'll be honest.
I did it as well, yeah.
Ash, who did you have as captain?
Yeah, I did as well, but I picked Torre, who looks so knackered all the time.
Yeah. Tom, you went for...
Silva, because I thought they were going to do... You know, do Burnley. Obviously, they didn't.
And I had Santi Cazorla, who came off the bench after 74 minutes.
Start, yeah.
Managed to get an assist and ended up being one of the better captain choices because he got 4 points or double to eight.
Yeah, right.
But it was a lot of luck, really. But
it's Mike's fucked us all over.
Yeah,
but we'd stuck with the classic Costa captain.
Yeah,
we'd all be laughing.
Been all right, yeah.
Mike's got a lot to answer for. Yeah.
Hashtag bad advice.
Certainly, and if he's listening, I followed him on Twitter. Hoping that he'd follow me back. He didn't. So that's annoying. So then I just thought, do you know what? Unfollow.
You've unfollowed him?
Yeah, big time. I always do that. And then I'll probably, in a couple of days, follow him again, see if he realises, oh, Tom's following me. I'll have to follow him back. That's what I do.
You don't think he was following you already?
No, he wasn't. I checked.
Did you?
How long do you give people before you like unfollow them for them to follow you back?
12 seconds. That's how quick I move, baby. That's what it's like in social media.
You're as bad as that Sherlock Holmes on Twitter.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
We're basically, for people listening, there's obviously Tom's surname is Holmes, and there is a very famous Holmes in Mr. Sherlock, which I'm sure Tom's heard every shit gag from every customer service assistant in the history of the world.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Dan, what do you get? Do they go for like, elementary or?
A couple of times, yeah. Yeah. It's even better now because my missus, Kelly, she's now Kelly Holmes.
Brilliant.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. To be fair, I don't think anyone's really mentioned it. I don't think people remember who Kelly Holmes was, which is sad because she was a very good Olympian.
But yeah, anyway, there's a Twitter account called Sherlock Holmes, which follows and unfollows us about every 5 days.
Oh, I've got about five different Sherlock Holmes accounts.
I've blocked him from my personal one. Yeah, he follows me just by association of knowing you.
Yeah, well,
which is very nice.
Well, I told you when I come up, mate, I'll be bringing you up with me.
Well, we've again we've done our usual diversion of anything to do with football for a good 3 or 4 minutes. But yeah, because obviously the biggest talking point in terms of football results over the weekend was your Man City Burnley game.
Yeah, massive.
City losing, the wheels seem to have come off a bit, don't they?
It does seem that way. Yeah, I mean, a couple of weeks ago, I was worried about sitting there thinking, bloody hell, you know, we've got to get fourth. Oh, it really doesn't look like we're going to get fourth. Now, the next thing, we're 1 point behind City.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I think... And even Liverpool and United have got a fancy City's plummet that they could have a go at that position as well.
Someone said that to me today. They said, you know, I fancy, City only just, you know, getting fourth.
They don't really look to me like a team with a strategy, don't you think? You know, when he was like Villarreal manager, whenever you watched them, they played this really nice football and they had like a really clear system. And I thought when he came to Man City, he was going to really impose it. And you'd watch them and it'd be one of these Premiership teams that were like Chelsea, I'm like, holy shit, they've got a plan. Like, this is what they do. Mm. And like, you're going to, like, say like Everton were last year. It was like, you knew, or Liverpool, you knew what they were going to do, but you've got to beat them. Otherwise, you're going to get totally murdered by their system. Yes. But they just look like they're sort of like, oh, we don't really know what we're doing. Let's give it to whoever our best player of the week is, like, say, Toure or Silva. Like, let's just keep giving them the ball and praying they sort it out.
But we've mentioned that a few times, haven't we? It's like you really don't know who's going to be playing with the City
team,
do you?
No,
you don't know who's going to play, you don't know. That's like I was saying, like, I made Silva my captain. He got, every single player got 2 points.
Yeah.
Bar Mignolet.
You made him sound Asian.
Yeah. Bar the Liverpool goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Mignolet. Magnoli.
Still Magnolia.
Bar him, 7. Got 7 points. Every single one of my other players got 2. And obviously,
that's
Silva
bad, isn't
doubled
it?
To 4. That's crap. That is crap.
That is really bad.
Yeah. Not good.
But then I don't know if low scoring weeks, I mean, that it's because the bigger teams are getting upset by teams like Burnley, because at this time of the season, obviously, teams are fighting for survival, just like teams trying to get to the title. And it's those ridiculous results. It's when everything comes hard to predict.
Yeah.
And so is that normal, Ash? Do weeks get lower scoring as you go on the season, or is it no correlation, really?
I think it's just random. Like, sometimes at the start of the season you have, and midway through you get these terrible weeks. I think it's more like how the fixtures line up. It gets a lot harder towards the end of it to tell, because some teams, like, say, Tottenham had become sort of fairly...
Sockenham.
Yeah.
And they've flown under the radar all season.
Like Hardchester United. Yeah. They seemed fairly... sort of start becoming fairly dependable, but then when it gets towards the end of the season and they don't give a fuck anymore, then they turn into a bit of a liability.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you say that. I've made the decision the coming week. I think Christian Eriksen's now out on my team. He was picked by such a high percentage. And I figure he's probably had his run.
Yeah,
I took him out after the big Tottenham week where they played twice. I took him out, but I kept Chadley in because I didn't want to make too many changes. And Chadley's actually been all right since.
Yeah, I've had, you know, the mistakes. Tom always talks about making mistakes of having the wrong player on your bench in your side. And I've had that thing where I've got a strong side. Mané from Southampton sat on my bench twice now and scored 11 and 8 in his week. So. It is hard, that juggling, having a good squad, but you give yourself too many decisions. Tom doesn't have these problems.
Have a shit bench, never worried. Never worried.
Have a shit bench and you never, ever panic.
Never.
In terms of the real league, before we move on to our league, Ash, as an outsider from that top four, where Tom's kind of in the thick of it, West Ham sadly aren't anymore, do you still think Man City will get second? Who fills that top four for you?
That's a good question. I don't know, to be honest. They're Liverpool are doing the thing they did last year, where they end the season really strong.
Yeah.
And Arsenal normally, right at the end of the season, fade. But they've done so sort of average the whole season. They've got nowhere to really fade too.
No. I agree. We're starting to hit a bit of a stride now. I mean, obviously, tonight, as we talk, we are literally... The programme has just started for our game tonight. It's a big Champions League game against Monaco.
Is pretty much a dead rubber after last week.
Yeah, we're not going to do anything, are we? You know,
but, by the time you're listening to this, Arsenal will have won 11-0. Yeah, the greatest.
Yeah. That started like a really depressing suicide note. But the time you listen to this,
it might be.
That could be
the case. You know, when you're 3-1,
it could have been.
I think
it would. Giroud might have killed himself after the last game, but then he suddenly found some form in the league. He's a confusing one as well.
He has, yeah. I nearly did that whole, like we spoke before about your whole panic. Not panic, but you get too excited and you make your change too early. I very nearly did that earlier. Giroud, would have been.
You just phoned your sponsor.
In that, yeah. I would have, I definitely would have been involved in that. Was going to stick him in earlier, actually, because he has hit form, definitely.
Yeah, he does get goals. Arsenal fans are very critical of Giroud, but his record for the club's actually very, very good. Right, goals to games.
I looked at his last 3 weeks. I think he scored like 6, 8 and 11 or something.
Yeah, I put him into my team, actually. Mm. I said when everyone kept saying that he'll never get back in the team, because Welbeck's been there, but he's miles back.
Welbeck scored 1 point each of his last three games.
Yeah.
And Ash's prediction from earlier in the season, Benteke finally comes good. Villa starts scoring goals.
I knew it would happen eventually.
Yeah. Week 29, you knew it would happen.
Yeah. You knew it.
Is it? But is it? I mean, Villa fans will be excited that maybe they can actually start looking at their own players to put in their fantasy football team, because no one in their right minds had a Villa player for quite a long time, let alone an attacking one. But is it just the new manager effect? Surely they're not going to be big point scorers for the rest of the season, are they?
I don't know. It depends. I don't know what their fixtures are. I think if they're playing other teams mid-table, they're probably going to do them, aren't they? If the other teams haven't got much to play for.
Yeah. Does that become a factor now? Teams in mid-table obscurity haven't got much to play for. For instance, Everton, who, let's be honest, the Europa League's their main focus.
Yeah.
If a team's playing Everton, are they worth putting in your side then?
Oh, yeah. The Everton's record is terrible, isn't it? Last five games, what are they, like one win and four losses? Stupid. It's not good.
No.
But they look all right in the Europa Cup, don't they?
I think that's their main focus. They know that's a real chance of actually progressing and who knows, maybe getting to a final.
Yeah.
But without further ado, Tommy Wonclick. Is it Tommy Wonclick? Let's have a look at the league, not at the top 10 rundown or where we are. Let's know what's going on.
Well, let's have a look. The most important thing is obviously you want to know where the bloody lads are.
I think we should skip where the lads are this week.
We're not going to skip where the lads are, because this is very interesting, because Ash is, like you say, you had your 32-point week. 20 of those were transfer points, deductions. I've never been called that before. But you had 20 points deducted from that. Ash is now sitting in 50th. So he is very nearly Ashy One Click, because you're nearly on the same page as me and Craig. Me and Craig didn't move too much. We both did move down. Craig is now at 67th. And myself, I dropped two places, 82nd. So we are 50th, 67th, 82nd. Quite nice, evenly spread. But Ash, very nearly on the second page, mate. How do you feel about that?
I saw someone tweeted in and said, "What's it the time to do? Is it the time to drastically restructure your team to make it different from everyone else?"
And by Ash's week, it's not.
Yeah,
it's not.
That's what I'm saying. Definitely do not.
It's the time to stop listening to Ash. That's what time it is.
Well, the thing is, I've pushed everybody else up. They've been taking my advice and used it to rocket ahead. And I've been trying. You've got to take risks. I took the risk, did it, and failed.
But you never know. You may have done enough structural, good structural stuff.
watching really you search for the word.
Really struggling. It's because I'd had a couple of drinks last time we recorded, and it was a lot more fluid. Now I feel I can't say words.
It's like a bit
feel sober.
Sober.
I'm hoping that I'm going to be like one of those teams you hate, like Man United, where they have a terrible season and everyone goes on about it all year, how bad they're doing.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to the end of the season, it's like they're still on page one.
Yeah,
they're still done.
I think you might have more of a Spurs season where you big yourself up all season and then you're being mediocre and shit like everyone else.
Yeah, and everyone just doesn't even consider you. No.
Tom, I'm going to ask you. Yeah. Tom, I'm going to ask you the most boring question since Deal or No Deal.
Mm.
Who's top of the league, Tom?
It's funny you ask, actually. It is obviously Sir Brian of Coates.
Yeah.
He's 60 points ahead of his next person who's next near him. What? I can't do words today. The person who's next near him.
Who's next near him?
Yeah. And I did pose the question on Twitter. I don't know if anyone saw. Who is Brian Coates? I haven't had an answer yet. I was trying to find out who he is. I started following all these people called Brian Coates to see if it's them. I don't know who he is.
And then they don't follow you back, so you unfollow them.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. No.
Is it Brian Coates of BrianCoatesFashion.com?
Brian Coates. Mate, that's what it is. He sells coats.
Or he could be a painter and decorator.
He could be. Coatsy. Coats of paint. I've got it.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I'm not sure. But he's well out in front. But if you do know Brian Coates, or if indeed you are Brian Coates, please contact us at the Gaffer Tapes on Twitter. I just want to see a picture of him. I just want to know what he looks like.
Wait till we get to the end of the season and find out that I'm Brian Coates.
Imagine that. You take a mask off and go, I am Brian Coates.
He's a Hearts fan.
Get out of town.
Yeah, 112 years and counting. Yeah,
that's how
you must know him. There's only about eight of you.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hey, I don't know him.
Oh, no,
we're
it's
playing
be,
Wraith tonight.
It's going to get to the end of the season. It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be
I'm going to kill myself.
Oh, imagine that.
He's won the league by 1,000 points.
Yeah.
It's going to be a Scooby-Doo reveal.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And then second is Sassanax. Now, I don't remember seeing Sassanax.
I don't remember that name.
They've gone up. They've certainly gone up ahead of Phil Taylor in third. But yeah, Sassanax. I don't know them. So I'm guessing that maybe they're new to the top ten.
Yeah.
Fourth is comedian Adam Race with Stuck in Copacabana.
Doing very well.
It's your normal top ten. Jack Saunders of the Saunders Dynasty is back in. He's at number nine.
Yeah.
And then I thought to myself, I haven't actually checked where the other Saunders brother is. I had to look quite far down. We've missed this. He's in 28th. That's a fall from grace for the younger, I believe, of the Saunders brothers. Yeah, that's a massive fall from grace to have Jack in at 10 and the other one, can't even remember his name, in at 28. So
I'm trying to think of a popular culture reference where one brother's really good and the other's shit, but I can't.
Okay. one of the Wahlbergs.
Grant and Phil?
Grant and Phil.
Oh, the Wahlbergs, that's better.
The Wahlbergs. What's one of them? Donnie or something?
Donnie Wahlberg, yeah, he's the shit one.
Yeah, the Baldwins.
Yeah.
Baldwins is good.
Guest from last week, Mike, is now up to 15th, so he could be pushing. He could be the one who wins it. He could take it from Coates on the last day.
He could, potentially.
If he finishes top 10, your position's under threat, Ash.
Yeah, he's got the knowledge if he has the placement above you as well. I didn't look where Stimdog is. I should have looked, because with you falling down to 50th, we'll have to look for the next section.
Stimdog's top 30.
He would be, there was 1 point between him and Ash the other week.
Oh, he's 25th.
He's 25th.
He's 25 places.
Jesus.
Wow.
Wow.
That's big.
Well, it's always next season, lads. Fortunes fade and die and all that.
Wow.
So
We've got a long time before that. If you're really, really ambitious, then feel free to join the league really late on.
Yeah, please do.
At the Gaffer Tapes. But that does obviously, if you join it now, then that will give you a reminder when next season starts up for the Gaffer Tapes League. We had people tweeting in sort of impressed by the standard, because I think as mini leagues go, ours is quite strong at the top there.
Yeah.
I think Coatsy's doing us a good service.
He definitely is. He definitely is. But yeah, I still want to get on this campaign of finding out who Brian Coates is.
Who is Brian Coates? He might be in Wraith tonight. Hearts are playing Wraith Rovers. So.
Okay. I'll go there then.
I've narrowed Where's him down that? To there.
Where's that? I'll just go there. Go looking for him with a sign. Are you Brian Coates? I probably won't do that, no. It's getting quite late. So I'll just stay here. But yeah, there we go. So that's the league.
Not
much changes really at the top, but obviously we've changed a bit. Ash plummeting down.
And we carry on our campaign that all three of us will finish on the first page. We will be no clicks. By the time the league ends, we hope. We don't want to make any rash promises, because it could not happen. But have a look at the league. Let us know. Tweet us your league position. Tweet us your teams. Obviously, we've still got two more parts coming up. We're going to hopefully have a guest in the second part. We are going to bring back Ash versus Tom, because it's been a bit of a break. And Tom wants to get back at that.
I'm a desperate man.
He needs to claw back. He needs to claw back some ground. And obviously, the usuals, he has the Gaffer Gambler. We're going to preview next week as well. But for the meantime, that's the end of part one. Have a look at the Gaffer Tapes League. Tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. And we'll be back with part two in just a second. Hello and welcome back to part two of the Gaffer Tapes Comedy Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Craig, Tom.
Ahoy.
And Ash.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, we are getting a hello. You're leaving it on a delay. And we have a guest with us again. After last week, we had Mike in, who gave us some stats lowdown on why to pick midfielder as captain. Some real bonus analysis. He went in depth. He's put the pressure on this week's guest. And we have league member Andy Gibbons with us. Hello, Andy.
Hello. You didn't tell me about that before you invited me on, did you?
No. We thought we'd put you on the spot.
I have literally nothing prepared.
That's fine. You don't have to have anything prepared. It's fine.
Just bring your lovely self. That's all right. Your lovely self. Now, for those, Andy, actually, you were on a podcast way, way back before the season's even started.
One of the first ever ones, wasn't it? Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah. It was the second one in the World Cup specials, before the days of the random transfer generator and
the good old days.
Chico versus Chico.
All the good old days. And you were part of one of the best games we've
still,
ever done.
Still my favourite game that you've ever done, if I'm honest.
What, Chico versus Chico time?
Chico versus Chico time was, it was the highlight of my year, and it was quite a big year for me. so that's saying something.
And you nailed it. You got 5 out of 5, I think.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, that's right.
If there's one thing I know more about than Swansea City, it's X Factor novelty acts.
Yeah.
So it was the perfect marriage of subjects for me.
Chico Slimani. Yeah, well, Chico Flores has left you now, though. But if we talk Swansea for a little bit, I'd say you're a Swansea fan. Right at the beginning of the season when you spoke to us, you said that you thought Gary Monk might even win the sack race, be the first to go. You thought, you know, get your money on Swansea to go down. Yeah, there was a bit of that, but you've got to be happy, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously delighted to have been proved horribly wrong. I was worried because I wasn't really sure about his kind of tactical nous, but he's proven in a couple of games this season that he's actually quite astute. I mean, like the Man United game, it was just perfect tactics. Well, both Man United games really were, as soon as we'd done the double over them. But yeah, no, he's done really well, to be fair. I can't really complain. And he's just a bit of a lad as well, isn't he? He's just a bit normal. I like that. It's cool. He's like Tim Sherwood, but with results. He just talks, gives it straight in interviews, like a normal bloke. Yeah, he's just like a real human, like a normal human being. It's good.
But he looks more like Steve the Pirate from Dodgeball.
He does.
And he was obviously threatened by Chico Flores with a brick. So he's, you know, he's a survivor as well.
He's been there.
Not Chico Slimani.
Which one was it?
No.
Which one threatened him with a brick?
Yeah.
It was definitely Chico Flores. If anyone would know, I will.
If for anyone who doesn't know what we're talking about, just go back and check out one of the first ever episodes of the Gaffer Tapes.
What, you're going to tell us which one it was?
I don't know which one it was. Two or three, I think. And check out the Chico or Chico Time game that Craig created that Andy played. And it was it's quite an important moment in the history of podcasting.
It's big. A few people have stopped me in the street and said that that was the moment where they really believed it as a podcast.
Yeah, or just believed in podcasts in general. You know?
The whole format of podcast really sort of became believable at that point. Yeah, and apparently that was in no small part down to me. So I don't want to say I've made the Gaffer Tapes what it is today, but
you just helped. You laid the foundations, and that's important. And you know, and we
I like the fact that Tom uses any excuse he can to get people to go and listen to some of the old ones.
Yeah.
It's like asking someone to read newspapers from months ago. It's completely pointless.
Yeah,
but they are there.
Do you think that that's maybe because Tom thinks he's not as funny anymore? Has Tom lost it?
I think so. Usually there's like a tiny little bit on each podcast where there's always like a couple of minutes that are really good from me myself. So I think what I might do is
even and then you start playing record.
Yeah, yeah, that's the problem. Or I might just create like a best of just for my bits.
Yeah.
Just all the like the bit where I started singing Doo Wop. That was brilliant. That'll be in there. That'll probably be the first bit I put
great
in. Doo Wop.
Enough of this nostalgia. We need to live in the now. Really now. In fact, last bit on Swansea before we move on, Andy. Last night, obviously, Swansea Liverpool. That's about as unlucky as a team can get, isn't it? The last game of game week 29.
Yeah. Well, I was on a flight back from Chicago, so I didn't manage to see the game. By all accounts, it was a pretty jammy goal. It was didn't Jordi Amat tackle Henderson and put it in, and it went in off him or something? I don't know.
Shinned his way, lobbed the keeper. It was about as lucky as you can get. Yeah, and to be honest, Swansea looked good.
Well, my dad told me that it's my dad who's also a Swansea fan, but he told me that we kind of battered them a bit first half, and then they were better second half, and then got a jammy goal. So I believe him.
And Mignolet made another couple of good saves, another
seven
clean sheet.
Points, thanks, cheers.
Another 7 points. They haven't conceded in, is it 8 hours of football or 10 hours of football? And bringing us on nicely to fantasy football. Now, you sit, Tom's got the position, actually, I think, there of where you sit in the Gaffer Tapes League.
Yes, Andy, yeah. Andy's currently 54th in the league, so only four places behind Ash, with 1,469 points to Ash's 1,492. So we were going to try and get this little thing between Ash and Stimdog, but now Stimdog is just roaring up the league and Ash is. So maybe we could get the whole Ash versus Andy thing.
I think
get a little bit of rivalry going for that 50th place.
Maybe I need to call out Craig's mum or someone that's going to finish about the same level as me.
He's bringing your mum into it, Craig.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm going to fight with her for 150th.
Yeah, he's talking about wrestling with your mum. Yeah. What's...
But, 54th. Are you? Is that where's the highest you've been in the league, Andy? The Gaffer Tapes League.
Well, I believe I was on that first page at one point, early doors. But I mean, it's annoying because in all my other leagues, I'm doing quite well. But then in
this
one,
it's a competitive league. The Gaffer Tapes League.
It's a competitive league, to be fair. So I think my kind of short term aim. So the next few game weeks, I've got to be looking to break into that top page. But I mean, I can't really be looking much higher than that. I think it's over for me. I've got bigger fish to fry, i.e. leagues that I can win. That
are you
going to concentrate on?
League?
Sorry,
are you top of all of your other leagues?
No, I'm top of the one that I'm in with you. And
is
I'm,
that just
I'm
the second... two of you?
I'm second in the Kajaki League. Little film called Kajaki. There's a few.
what's this little film called Kajaki?
And I'm top of an old work league left there, but still obviously making a big impact in fantasy football.
I bet they
football.
Hate you. I bet they absolutely hate you. You don't even work there, and you're still rinsing their league.
Well, I'm looking at the league now, and the top three have all left. So it's barely a work league anymore. It's just an amalgamation of people.
Just you and the horse from the Domino's advert.
Yeah.
What's the plan? I know for a fact, Andy, you're quite tactical when it comes to fantasy football. You're ruthless. Like you'll deliberately hope your mates don't they forget to change their team. You'll put them off the scent with news that isn't true. You're quite ruthless when it comes to it. It's big business for you, isn't it?
I am, yeah. And unfortunately, that the shoe was on the other foot this week because of a aforementioned Chicago trip. I forgot to set my team, so it was the same team as last week. Although, to be fair, it was such a low-scoring week for me anyway, I don't think it really would have mattered whoever I would have picked as captain, because I still had Harry Kane as captain. But whoever I had wasn't going to do much this week, so I think everybody across the board got
32 point week, which is pretty average. It's pretty much what everyone got. I think it's what Craig got. It's what pretty much what Ash got. Yeah.
Well, I think by the looks of it, I mean, I didn't really follow it properly this weekend, but by all accounts, it looked like a bit of a low scoring week anyway.
Yeah, it was. Really was. Yeah.
This is your chance to sound quite prophetic as opposed to our pathetic in our last scoring. Do you see any in the rundown seasons, or anyone who catches your eye might be a big point scorer, anyone you think might be one to watch out for in the Fantasy Football League in terms of players and performing?
For the end of the season?
Yeah, just is there anyone, any players you think might stand out in the season running, or teams even?
Well, I mean, as a Swansea fan, I think Ki Sung Jung is a good one to pop in your team. He's on a good bit of form at the moment and scoring goals. Henderson seems to be scoring for fun at the moment, so maybe him. But I don't think that's particularly a tip. I think most people have recognised that. But other than that, I don't know. I mean, Bolasie maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know what people's run-ins are like. But Palace are obviously on a good bit of form, and Bolasie's just bullying fullbacks at the moment. So maybe he could be one.
Only 5.4 million as well.
So there you go.
But, it's always quite good to have the opinion of people like Swansea fans, etc., because you hear so much about sort of, you know, big 5-6. You must get quite a good insight on players. You know about people from pre-season that are good players that other people might not know about already, or that are solid performers, or you know who always gets good bonus ratings from Swansea when other people might not pay attention.
Yeah, I mean, I had Sigurdsson in from the beginning, and Shelvey as well, because I went to see a pre-season game just after we signed Shelvey, and he was just electric. Didn't account for him being a bit of a nutter and getting sent off quite a lot, though.
It's
good because, I mean, like, for example, there was a stage in the season this season where we had a really good run of 10 games where it was quite, not an easy run, but we were always going to pick up some points. And so I deliberately had Bonnie in there and two other Swansea players and made sure I had the three Swansea players where most people would maybe have had one as a maximum, because I knew we had a good run and we were going to pick up points and they obviously come in cheap. So yeah, a bit of inside knowledge like that.
We've made you wait, but it obviously is interesting. It's great to have you on because actor Andy Gibbons, obviously you've had a busy year, a big year. When we spoke to you last, you were just talking about a project you were about to work on where you had to go away, that was quite exciting, which was Kajaki. Film, those who haven't seen it, had a cinema run, set in Kajaki Dam in Afghanistan, a British film, nominated for a BAFTA for best debut by a director, writer or producer. That's amazing. I'm guessing it was all as good as it sounded.
It was very good, although at the point at which I did the podcast last time, I was in the middle of a ridiculous juice diet that they put us on. So I was struggling to even keep my eyes open and sit up properly at the time, and also as well it kept getting delayed by a week and then another week, and there's problems with funding and things, so it was all very much touch and go at that point as well, but it all sort of came out good. And yeah, we had a nice West End premiere in Leicester Square, 1200 people, red carpet, and cinema release. In fact, it's just got released in cinemas in Ireland in the last few days. I think it was end of last week, in like 20 odd cinemas there, some chain.
And there's a Blu-ray release date, I presume, as well, for the seven people who have a Blu-ray player and Blu-ray disc.
Yeah, it's out on DVD and Blu-ray the 8th of June, I think. It's certainly the beginning of June. I think it's the 8th.
When we're looking at that.
VHS, if you just, that should be around the same time, just 20 years earlier.
And where can we illegally stream it? So that no one gets
any royalties. So if you just type into Google fuck off and die, should come up with the answer you're looking for.
That's a bit of a spoiler alert, but yeah.
Genuinely, it's I don't think you can stream it illegally, because I have looked, not for me, I've got a copy, but just to make sure, just so I could report it, and be a bit of a grass, but no, I can't,
bit of a boffin.
I haven't been able to find it, so which is good, because obviously there's sort of screeners knocking about from the BAFTAs and stuff, so
well, I wonder if it'll get a Netflix or whatever.
Yeah, it will.
Such
probably.
A hipster one is Ash. Only watches things on Netflix.
I just want to say, while Andy was here and while he's a Swansea fan, you know Bartley, who plays at the back for you?
You say plays?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I've had him in my team since the start. This
explains a lot.
He's really ill, I think. He hasn't played for ages. So just a bit of a bond there, because you're the only person in the world, probably, that I might talk to who actually knows who he is. So, good lad.
Yeah, including his mother, probably.
Yeah, no, his mum's disowned him. She went, look, start playing some bloody games, you idiot.
He's honestly terrible. I think the only game that he started for us this season was the FA Cup game against Blackburn, where he got sent off after about 6 minutes and we lost 4-1. He's dreadful. He's a terrible, terrible footballer.
Yeah. Well, I bought him because he was literally the cheapest defender possible.
I think that's why Swansea bought him as well.
Yeah.
He's honestly awful. Dreadful, dreadful footballer.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to call him a footballer. He's one of my boys.
It's great to have not only somebody knows Carl Bartley, but also someone from a BAFTA-nominated movie to add some credibility.
Absolutely.
We do a bit of the gaffer gambler now. We're going to do it very quickly, but Andy, we're going to keep you on just because I know you don't mind a flutter as well.
I was tempted. This is a Tuesday night. I was tempted to put a fiver on Arsenal to qualify, but I didn't. I bottled it.
Well, that might not be such a bad bet the way that things are going just now.
They've
just scored, which has made me a little bit annoyed.
And we're putting the pressure on as we speak. So, yeah.
Normally it's me talking about bets and how I do. And I was actually going to say, I think the ongoing trend rate in Europe, if you bet against the English sides, because obviously odds are done by betting trends, etc. We're quite arrogant in England that we seem to think our league's the best in the world, even though it probably isn't. And you can get great odds on, Monaco at home to get a result against Arsenal, etc. But The main winning this week, Tommy One Click, had an absolute blinder. Tweeted it, predictions.
I did.
60-1 came in.
Not not football related, unfortunately. It was UFC results. Three decisions. I picked three fights that would go decision. And I think the reason that the odds were so big was because in the main event, I picked the underdog. And I couldn't understand why he was an underdog. It didn't make any sense to me why he was an underdog. I kept saying to people, it's ridiculous, it's ridiculous, it's ridiculous. And it turns out he dominated for five rounds, won every single round convincingly. I didn't put any money in it because I'm, like we say, you know, I'm afraid of bookies and bigger boys. But I did mention it, and little young Craig Hazel.
Thank you very much.
Did pop thruppence on it, didn't he? And won 127?
127 quid, because I did a pattern, which I taught you what that is. So, you know, seven different. And Andy taught me what that is, weirdly. He's the one who showed me.
Full circle.
But didn't share that tip with me as a thank you, though, did you?
It was on Twitter. You were too busy like moisturising yourself in Chicago or something. I can't remember what it was. Lubing yourself up for a film festival.
But, do you know what? They in our hotel, because it was me and my friend Ian that went, because he directed the film that we went for. There was an intimacy kit for $9, which consisted of two prophylactics, I think they call them there, and some lube. So
the hotel gift. Could you tweet us that at the Gaffer Tapes, and we'll get a picture of that?
Yeah. I think there was a picture. So consider it tweeted.
That'd be great. But also, Andy, before we go, just what is your Twitter?
My Twitter is the Andy Gibbins, GIBBINS.
Yeah, so that's the Andy Gibbins. So if you follow him on Twitter, you'll see any release dates for Gojaki, any other project got coming up. Maybe he'll put a little tip for the Gaffer Gambler, and you'll be able to see if you can get him in the league as well.
And bitches can hit me up on there as well.
can you post a link to the Domino's pizza advert as well, if that's possible?
I'll tell you what, I'll meet you in the middle. I'll retweet it if you do.
Okay.
I'll post it myself.
Yeah, no, sounds good.
A tweet of Andy's early work. So follow Andy at the Andy Gibbons and see what he's up to. Thank you very much for joining us, Andy, and hopefully Swansea have a good run in, and hopefully you can take Ash into the top page of the Gaffer Tapes, and I'm sure we'll speak to you next season.
Cheers, yeah, well, thanks for having me.
Thanks very much, mate.
Bye. That's all for part two of the Gaffer Tapes at the moment. We'll be back in part three, where Ash is going to take on Tom in the latest edition to see who's going to be having that photo shoot in a Spurs shirt. But that's the end of part two for now, and we'll be back in just a second. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Craig, Tom and Ash. We're in our third part now. We start looking forward to the next game week. Is it game week 30 we're going into?
It is game week 30, yeah.
That's frightening, isn't it? Wow, that's really a lot of games. That is not long left to turn around your form. The only person who's comfortable at game week 30 is Brian Coates. Coatesy Coates, I think that's safe to say. Yeah. And a lot of people scrambling to change their teams for the upcoming weeks. But Tom, you've got the fixtures in front of you for the next game week. Before we start looking and tinkering with our teams, are there any that stand out there that we should talk about where some points might be scored?
Well, I looked today because I started looking at potentially doing some transfers. And the first game of the week on Saturday is City-West Brom. Now, normally that would be a game where you fancy City, you know, oh yeah, Aguero going to get a lot of points, Silva. But really, I mean, City are so hit and miss, and that's a game where you could potentially see Berahino sneaking a late goal or something, and you know it ends up a little 1-0, drab little 1-0, like last time.
Like Burnley. And we talked about in the pod last week, we even said, I said, I think, that was a kind of game where you could see Burnley getting a draw. I didn't think they'd win it, obviously. And anyone, Stimmers, for instance, from Twitter, he had Boyd in his team, George Boyd, and got a lot of points for that. But it's true, because your first instinct... is when you're one of your teams, you know, Berahino, for instance, if you've got Berahino on your side and you're playing against Man City,
exactly.
Your first instinct, I'd say, Ash being the pro, he'll know, is that take them out of your team. They're about to play a big side. Take them out. They won't score points. Right. Take them out. And actually, maybe leave them in. Because if everyone else is doing that, if Berahino scores, you're laughing.
That was my thoughts, really, this week. It's tricky with City. You can't really tell, can you? But I mean, I've got Aguero. I'll probably keep Aguero because, you know, he may very well score. But yeah, I mean, he hasn't been racking in points recently.
How many chances do you give him, though? That's the point.
Yeah, that's the thing. When he costs that much, it's 13 mil now. Ridiculous.
13 mil. That is a lot of money.
It is. Talking of Burnley, they are away to Southampton. You know, you would on paper fancy Southampton. I've got a couple of Southampton defenders potentially get a clean sheet. But then look what Burnley did to City last week. So. You don't know. Spurs, Leicester, that stands out for me because I think fancy Kane maybe to get on the score sheet again that time.
Yeah.
I think, what does everyone... What does everyone think? Leicester are done for?
Yeah, got to be.
Yeah, I think they're done. And I think Leicester are in trouble. Yeah. And I think that Kane isn't off form. It's just Spurs haven't had a good, you know, they got done by Man United.
Yeah, that's all
Kane's
is.
Still the same player from 2-3 weeks ago. He wants goals, and I think he'll grab a few more
and
before
think,
the end of the
I think he will against Leicester, so I think I might stick him as captain this week. Put the armband back on him.
Just to go off track for 2 seconds, that does lead on to a question we got from Mike Dravniak from last week on Twitter about the international break, because Kane might obviously be pushing a place for the England squad, mightn't he? So
I think it'll be unbelievable if he doesn't start one of the games for England.
Because this is his last game before they pick the squad.
Oh, is that when it is? Is it after?
Yeah, after this weekend.
This weekend.
Yeah, I'm sure it's the last one. So we've got a friendly, and then we've got either, is it Estonia or Lithuania?
You're asking the wrong person.
Yeah, no one knows.
If it was 1996, I'd know.
That's the last time we cared about international football.
Yeah, pretty much.
But we've got a friendly and a home game.
I fancy Nick Barmby to score.
Nicky Barmby, yeah, definitely. Gazza, get them boots on, please. And the other game that sticks out to me, Liverpool United. That'll be interesting. It does seem like every week there's a potential game that has impact on the big four, top four.
This is Sky's fixture meddling pays off at this time of year.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, Liverpool United. That sounds good to me.
I was having a look because I took the 20-point deduction and did my team in. I took out all the crappy Man United players I put in, which is obviously then they won 3-0.
Is that what you spent all your points on?
Just getting rid of them.
Just try damage control for the flaming cherry beer incident.
Yeah, but it made it worse as well because I got rid of them all. And then obviously Man United then go out and get their only win and clean sheet they've had in the last 4 months. But their fixtures coming up, I don't know how they're going to do. Their next like 5 games are really difficult. They've got to play everybody basically, whereas they've had loads of easy games. That every game, you know how you say, like, you look at the head-to-head fixture, they're always playing someone dreadful.
But
they always concede, like, you know, like, oh, that time, oh, they're playing Leicester, cool, let's put a load of Man United players in, and then they get done 5-3.
The Spurs Man United result was kind of an exception. That wasn't expected for them. They looked good, and it's the first time they've looked quite good in a long time. And Liverpool are the in-form team, along with Arsenal, in the country.
Yeah.
So it is interesting. And I think from a fantasy football point of view, when you see Liverpool, Man United, you instantly, my gut reaction is to think, oh, I don't want any of them. That's a big game. But someone has to win it.
Yeah.
Someone has to score points. They don't end 0-0 very often. So it's just about making the right choice that you shouldn't really be avoided, should they? Surely you should look, be bold, get the players. It's just about getting the right ones.
Yeah,
that's it.
If you want to back a 0-0, there's QPR Everton.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I thought that looks drab.
That's a blinder right there.
Yeah. I'll go on paper as saying that this week, I think, is going to be as odd a week, or if not odder, than the week we've just had.
This is the week to make you climb up the table if you're bold.
This week, I'm going
to
do something crazy, Craig. I'm going to raise myself up that gaffer tapes league.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you could possibly do to your team to do that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Who knows?
But well, I'm excited to see it. Excited to see it. But yeah, there's lots of difference. I think there's a chance for people to move about. After this week, you only had to score 45 points to jump up the league. And if you're right, then this week's going to be a big one to make a jump. And I think those big games like Liverpool United, it's worth, if you're in where we are in the league, it's worth taking a risk, putting a couple of players in that maybe you wouldn't, because we ain't catching Coatsy by being safe. Well, we ain't catching Coatsy at all, quite frankly. But
definitely not.
There's points to be had.
I think there is, definitely, this week, yeah.
in this week. The other place there's points to be had is in Tom versus Ash.
Oh, yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
That was smooth right there. And what's the score?
7-4.
What's the score? It's 7-4. It is, yeah, it is 7-4. We've played lots of games over the weeks. We've played, obviously, YouTube Pundit quite a bit. We've done some word association. Mm-hmm. What else have we done? We've been pretty varied.
Fiasco.
The stag game, that was fun.
Stag game.
Yeah. I still think the YouTube one's probably been people's favourite so far, but I'm trying to spice it up, and I promise I will return to the YouTube Pundit if that's what the people want. But we're going to try something different this week. So it's 7-4. Ash has been taking on Tom every couple of weeks in a competition for the most football knowledge and know-how and nous, with the loser going to have a little photo session in a Spurs shirt, such as their mutual disdain. I'm enjoying the last few months whilst I can, because I presume next season we'll probably rotate it so that I'm somehow involved in the challenge. Definitely. I don't know.
I've got to take the pressure off myself. Well, I've been a bloody nervous wreck.
To do that, you need to win, because I presume the winner will probably become host. And we both know that your hosting skills are somewhat to be.
I didn't stand a bloody chance against you. Fucking hell! If I'm losing 7-4 to Ash, oh god.
So this week, the good news is it's about your teams that you love.
Oh fuck!
Tom, you're wearing a garment with the badge on there.
Badge on
right now. And if there's one thing we've learned over the last few weeks, headlines off the football pitch. Is that it's really important to be able to guess someone's age just by looking at them. I think that's safe. There's certain footballers that would vouch they wish they had that skill. And so we're just going to play a very...
What you were talking about then, and suddenly clocked, yeah.
A very simple game of play your ages right, higher or lower.
Lovely.
That's all it's going to see. So I've got a maximum chain of 14 players from each of your sides. And it's who can go on the longest run of older or younger. Shit. So you're going to go one at a time.
If you get the first one wrong, that's it. You're just out.
If you get the first one wrong, the only person... It's a very short feature and we have to fill a lot for like 3 minutes. Okay. So I'm going to do what probably makes the worst bit of broadcasting ever. I'm going to toss a coin. See who goes first, second. Ash, if you want to call it in the air.
Yeah, go. Tails.
Okay. It is tails.
Tom can go first then.
Tom's going to go first. So I'm going to give you, obviously, the first player in their age. I start off nice and easy for you, and we're going to count the chain as we go along, and then Ash has to beat that chain for the point. So we're going to start off nice and easy, and all I need to hear is older or younger. So, Tom, I've got 14 members of the Arsenal squad in front of me. Right? So we start off with your captain at the beginning of season, Mikel Arteta, is 32 years old.
Okay.
So we want to know, is Callum Chambers older or younger?
He's younger, Craig.
He is younger. That's 1 point. Ash, you keep a track of these points.
Yeah, he's not going to keep.
That's 1 point. So Callum Chambers is 20. We need to know, is Jack Wilshere older or younger than Callum Chambers?
Older.
That's correct, obviously. It's going to get progressively hard, obviously. Jack Wilshere's 23. So that's 2 points. So we need to know, is Matthew Flamini older or younger than Jack Wilshere?
Older.
He is older. He's 31. That's 3 points. So we need to know, the right back, Mr. Debussy, is he older or younger than Matthew Flamini?
How old did you say Flamini was?
31.
Debussy's younger.
Debussy's younger at 29.
Oof,
so we're on to 4 points.
-7.
We need to know, is Kieran Gibbs older or younger than Debussy?
Younger.
Okay, now we start getting to the business end. So he is younger. So that's 5 points. We need to know, is Aaron Ramsey older?
Tell me how old Gibbs is.
He's 25.
All right, okay.
We need to know, is Aaron Ramsey older or younger than Kieran Gibbs? We go to the day and the month in this game as well.
Oh, shit. I'm going to say Rambo is older. Oh,
so we're saying Aaron Ramsey is older than Kieran Gibbs at 25.
Yep.
I can tell you, Aaron Ramsey is 24.
Oh, piss. Oh, shit.
So you only scored 1, 2, 3, 4. But was that 5 points, Ash?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
5 points. Well.
I think that could be enough to beat me, yeah?
I don't know if it's going to be enough to beat you, is it? Okay.
Damn.
So we're going to start.
When you said months, I thought he's going to be 25. He may be just months in it.
Stuart Downing.
Yeah.
England international Stuart Downing.
Yeah.
Is 30 years old.
Wow.
That's not a good start that you said wow.
It's the slides on fire because the Arsenal team, they're all either 8 or 80.
Right.
And that's not an
exaggeration. Not like you to exaggerate.
No.
Stuart Downing's 30. Is Alex Song older or younger than Stuart Downing?
Oh, fucking hell. I don't know. Younger.
Alex Song is younger at 27. That's 1 point.
What?
Alex Song is 27. Yeah. That's 1 point. Is Kevin Nolan older or younger than Alex Song?
Older than time.
Older. Kevin Nolan is 32. Yes, yeah. Obviously. So that's 2 points. Kevin Nolan's 32. Is Carlton Cole older or younger than Kevin Nolan?
He's got to be a bit younger, I guess.
He is younger. Well done. Carlton Cole is 31. So that's 3 points. Is Matt Jarvis older or younger than Carlton Cole?
He's got to be younger, isn't he?
He is younger. That's 4 points.
How old is he?
28.
Yeah.
Okay. Diafra Sakho. Is he older or younger than Matt Jarvis? And this is to tie it up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it's to tie it up on 5 points.
No, Diafra Sakho. My ones are well harder. Tom would have got none of these, right? Fuck's sake.
Is Diafra Sakho older or younger than Matt Jarvis?
Younger.
Diafra Sakho is 25. He is younger to tie it up at 5 points. Is Diafra Sakho is 25. Is Carl Jenkinson older or younger than Diafra Sakho?
Younger.
He is younger. It's 23.
That's a ridiculous one.
I couldn't cheat, though. If I had cheated, later on, I had four players that are all 25 within about 3 months of each other. But you two are both so useless, you didn't get to the end of your chain.
Jesus.
Who doesn't know that Aaron Ramsey's younger?
Than 25? He's 24.
Than Kieran Gibbs. Yeah, he's 24.
I thought he'd be like 25 and a half.
Wow.
Well, Ash wins. So we have it
8-4. 8-4. Oh.
I had written it was a really tense ending, but you both just didn't get there.
Yeah.
I made them really easy.
Well, to be fair, I carried on going.
I thought Ramsey's 27.
Are you disputing it? Are you muttering?
No, sorry. Did you go on Wikipedia to get your...
It certainly was not. It was the official Arsenal site.
No, you're right. You must be right.
It's 8-4 to Ash. It's quite apt that Tom has been recording this podcast wearing an Arsenal shirt, because the next one he wears could be a Spurs one, as it is 8-4 to Ash in the series. It's game week 30, Tom. There's not long left.
Oh, no. I'm panicking.
There's not long left for you to catch up. Maybe we'll start doing some double-point game weeks.
Let's do some half-point game weeks.
Yeah, exactly. Ash won't have it.
Oh, there's an international break coming up. There we go.
Yeah. And it was a nice, you know, the quiz took a bit less time than when Tom and Ash did it last week. So hopefully back to normal service resumed. But maybe we'll do a quiz of another guest if anyone wants to come on. Remember, if you are interested in being a guest, a league member, come and have a chat with us, then do tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. And tweet us your teams. Tweet us if you knew those ages and that Tom and Ash are shit. You normally get quite a bit of abuse, don't you, for the quizzes?
We do, but like I say, they're not here in the spotlight, you know, going out to, you know, thousands and thousands of people on the UK's biggest fantasy football podcast. You know, they can sit there in their homes thinking about, you know, that we're wrong. Send in a postcard if you know what that meant.
You tell them, mate. But tweet us your thoughts, tweet us your questions for next pod, tweet us your teams, your betting slips, what you've got coming up, any changes you're going to make or anything. Ash will get back to you, or Mike from last week will get back to you, anything stato. And Tom and I will just try and think of more puns for Stimmers, his name, because we're really running out. It's getting towards the end of the season.
Yeah, I thought I'd got one midweek and I've forgotten it. So
keep it locked up.
Yeah.
And remember to take a look at the league, see where you are, let us know where you are. And most importantly, please help Tom's campaign for Who is Brian Coates? We need to find out who our league leader is. But just follow us on Twitter at the Gaffer Tapes. Individually as well, you can follow us. You can follow me at Craig Hazel. You can follow Tom on Twitter.
@Tom_Holmes.
You can follow Ash on Twitter.
@Gremzilla.
And you can obviously follow us at the Gaffer Tapes. And our guest earlier, the Andy Gibbons, with his film Kajaki coming out on DVD, Blu-ray, and hopefully VHS for Tom at some point. But most importantly, follow at the Gaffer Tapes. Good luck for game week 30. And we'll see you next week. So thank you and goodbye.
Inhuman monster.
Now I'm going to do it with my dick.
Crack your dick.
Yeah. That sounds like a hip-hop track.
Crack your dick. Crack your dick.
Crack your dick. Crack your dick.
We could get that. That would work.
I ain't nothing but a dick cracker. Yeah, it'd be good. And you'd play on cracker, being a white person.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Throughout.